Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Cooler temperatures forecast for the days ahead could help thousands of firefighters get control of the three massive wildfires now burning in Southern California. CBS's Ben Tracy says a man's been charged with setting one of them.
Officials investigating the so-called Line Fire charged Justin Halstenberg with 9 counts, including aggravated arson. They say evidence was found inside the 34-year-old's home and truck, and that he allegedly started 2 other fires the same day.
Arson is just one of those crimes that is, to me, unbelievably despicable because it's a head-scratcher.
Despite having now survived 3 fires, Robert Lucas has no second thoughts.
Does it give you any pause about living here?
Oh, absolutely not. It's a great place to live. I'm at the age that I don't want to rebuild this. I want to save it.
The storm that came ashore as a Category 2 hurricane is heading inland now after lashing Louisiana. Boeing employees are voting on a contract, says CBS's Heather Bosch in Seattle.
Machinist union members want a 40% pay raise. They're being offered 25%. They want a pension like the one that was axed in 2014. And they say they want to be listened to. Whistleblowers told Congress they've been ignored, leading to glaring quality and safety problems. New CEO Kelly Ortberg telling workers in a letter that a strike would put the company's recovery in jeopardy.
In battleground North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris told her supporters that despite her performance in the debate with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, the race is still tight.
We are the underdog. Let's be clear about that. We are the underdog. And so we have hard work ahead of us, but we like hard work.
She spoke in Greensboro. Trump has previously said he wants to eliminate taxes on tips and Social Security benefits. Now he says he wants to stop taxing overtime pay.
It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break, and that's what we're doing because this is a good one. And I think it's going to be great for the country.
10 students were taken to the hospital after their school bus crashed in the town of Iron in northern Minnesota under Sheriff Jason Ackerson.
To be a parent and get that call, something no parent wants to go through.
St. Louis County officials say a driver ran a stop sign and then hit the bus, causing it to roll. The people who deliver packages for Amazon will be getting a raise, says CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
The e-commerce giant says it's added more than 3,500 delivery contract partners since 2018. And it plans to invest $2.1 billion into the program this year.
The Dow closed up 0.5%, S&P 500 up about 0.75%, NASDAQ up 1%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the 3-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight hours with light winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Our winds out of the southeast gusting up around 20. Right now, it's 64.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska drops by to give us a preview of this weekend's Packer game. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kiev, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found. Also on YouTube, he has a video blog, Philip Itner, and his Twitter handle is Itner Philip. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I see that Russia has launched a counterattack in Kursk. Do I have that right? And I heard on NPR this morning some concerns that the Ukrainian incursion into Russia was designed to cause Russia to siphon assets away from their attacks to the north in Ukraine. But apparently, Russia's not doing that. They're not slowing down at all. What's the state of the war right now?
Well, yeah, we are getting reports from Russian sources. A general, apparently, having spoken to the Russian news agency Itar Tass, claiming that they were advancing and retaking several villages and settlements in the western part of where Ukraine has made their incursion into the Russian Federation. Unconfirmed at this point, but a lot of chatter about it. Certainly, that's a priority for the Russians to push the Ukrainians out of Kursk Oblast. We'll have to see, because we also do know from this side of the equation that the Ukrainians have been digging in. They are making defensive lines, intending clearly to fight for the territory that they've seized. Mm-hmm. So we shall have to see. As far as what is happening here internally within Ukraine in those occupied territories in Donbass, the word we're hearing is that the defense of a town called Pokrovsk, which is this kind of, it's a link area for a couple of different roadways, that they have been stopped, that the Russians have been stopped outside of Pokrovsk. They'll keep going for it, no doubt, because they are determined to seize it, apparently even on orders by President Vladimir Putin himself. So we'll have to see whether or not they'll be successful in taking that town. But for now, according to a number of different sources and open source intelligence, it does look like the Russians have been stopped in Donbass. The war is, you know, again, one of these things where it looks like it is really hard going, no matter what front line you're looking at. But nobody is making enormous sweeping movements or, you know, taking huge mile after mile land grabs. We've only got about another 2 months, maybe, before the really heavy weather sets in and fighting won't stop, but it'll certainly slow down. And those lines are unlikely to make any vast changes once winter does settle in. So we'll have to see.
Well, and when winter settles in, I mean, Russia has destroyed about half of the electric generating capacity of Ukraine so far. They've gone after, the fossil fuel stores as well. You're going to have a lot of cold people, I'm guessing, this winter. It's going to be very, very difficult.
It is. And, right now, the electrical grid is relatively good. We had a blackout earlier today, but it was the first one I've had in 2 days, which for us is a pretty good significant achievement. It's an improvement. And then, Secretary of State Blinken was here this week. And one of the things that the package that he came with included an awful lot of equipment for civil engineering to reinforce the electrical grid. It was this package that he delivered in his meeting with President Zelensky. While it did include military assistance and backed up the assistance already promised, it further promised these things for civil engineering and electrical generation. So, yes, the anticipation in Ukraine is that this is going to be a very difficult winter. But they are very resourceful, these Ukrainians, and they're going to do everything they can to try and maintain it. And they've become real true experts in getting things back up and running as quickly as possible when they've been hit.
Yeah. Which raises, another question. Blinken was over there. I understand one of the European foreign ministers was with him or was in the neighborhood as well.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And
the Brit.
Yeah, there you go.
The British.
Yeah,
yep.
Keith Starmer, is that his name? Keir?
No, that's the Prime Minister.
Oh, that's
the Prime Minister. This is Lammy, a guy by the name of David Lammy.
Thank you. Okay, and I know that one of the big asks of President Zelensky is, may we please use your weapons to attack within Russia, to take down these bombers when they're about to take off to come blow up our country. And so far, they've been forbidden from doing that. Any movement on that? Any word on that? Is that the sort of thing that would even be announced?
Well, this is an interesting topic of discussion that we should have, because we've already talked about the lines on the map, but we're looking also at a development on both militaries in terms of what they're going to be able to do with attacking long range at one another. Mm-hmm. Ukraine has long wanted to be able to strike deep into Russia, into the airfields where these fighter bombers are taking off. What they'll do is they take off, they come into either their own airspace or occupied airspace in eastern Ukraine, and then they will drop a munition, either a cruise bomb or these glide bombs that they have with enormous warheads, and then they'll circle back and go into Russian airspace if they didn't launch from Russian airspace itself. Obviously, for Ukraine, this is unacceptable. So they want to be able to fire into Russian airspace to knock those fighter jets out before they're able to drop their munition. It also will then force Russian infrastructure and their bases and their command and control and logistics. That will have to be pushed back because that will come under fire. They've been very frustrated with the restrictions. While bombs are dropping on Ukraine daily and people are dying in very tragic circumstances, Ukraine being unable to defend itself and shoot, Russians can shoot into Ukraine, but Ukrainians can't shoot into Russia is kind of what makes them so frustrated. But it does look as though we're getting very close to that. The British have the Storm Shadow cruise missile, and they're already here. We could extend the range of what's called our ATACMS artillery system, so that could go deeper into Russia. Those things, it does look, might be coming imminently, and the Ukrainians will put it to good use almost immediately. Now, on the other side of the equation, we have Iran giving a whole bunch of missiles to the Russian military. Now, these aren't long-range missiles. They're short-range missiles to be probably used on the battlefield, or potentially if they can fire from Belarus, they could hit, maybe even Kiev. These are not long-range missiles. However, by giving them these missiles so that they can use it on the battlefield, that frees the Russians up to use their longer-range missiles to actually hit targets deeper in Ukraine, Kiev included. These are these Iskander missiles. If they are able to use the shorter-range Iranian things on the battlefield, the fear is that they will start sending Iskander, which are kind of like Scuds for those of us who went through the Persian Gulf War. That will have sufficient distance and a very large warhead to start hitting with increasing regularity into the capital or even places like Lviv or Ivano-Frankivsk or Lutsk in the far west, which has kind of been a haven. So there's a change happening on both militaries, with both militaries in their capacity to do, you know, to cause harm to one another. The difference being, of course, all that's needed for the Ukrainians is just the green light.
Yeah, I get that. That said, though, it was reported earlier this week that there was a major attack on Moscow itself from Ukraine using homemade Ukrainian drones. What can you tell us about that?
Well, yet again, another example of Ukrainian ingenuity. They have apparently debuted a drone that has a much longer range and has other certain improvements, like apparently a turbine at the end of it approaches its target with a propeller, basically, like a remote-controlled drone, like any other drone. But then once it gets close to its target, it gets a speed boost so that it's harder to knock out and knock down, and it hits with much more ferocity. To strike within Moscow itself, obviously, is going to undermine Putin's promise to maintain stability, certainly in the capital. But also, we also heard that recently, I think within the last 36 hours it was, that an airport in Russia's Arctic north, in a town called Murmansk, which is on the Arctic, it's on the Arctic Ocean, that it came under air raid alerts, because apparently as far north as Murmansk, potentially now Ukraine can hit Russia. So there's just so much going on that's changing every day. But it is that dynamic in the air, the drones, the missiles. It's who can hurt who most from the farthest distance. And right now with the drones, it looks like Ukraine is in the lead. But depending on how many of those Iranian missiles they received, the Russians could start pounding the city.
Those are really brute force devices. We just have 30 seconds. Yeah, we just have 30 seconds left. We're talking with Phil Itner on the Edge podcast. Phil, what are your thoughts on the possibility of this war expanding?
That's always a concern. When Blinken was here and Lammy was here, they were saying Iran giving these missiles is an expansion. Yeah. The Russians are always talking about red lines, and are we going to cross a red line and then this thing expands? We know that there was a drone, for example, in Romanian airspace just recently, and instead of shooting it down, they even kind of gave it an escort because they don't know the consequences of shooting down a Russian missile. So it's very dangerous, and the idea of trying to keep this contained is what we talk about this Sunday, as a matter of fact, on the Edge with a European global security analyst. So it is cause for concern. But the idea right now is to keep it contained in Ukraine. The Ukrainians are saying, Tom, we can contain it, but let us win it.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Itner, the podcast is On the Edge. Check it out. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, always good talking with you. We'll be right back. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and may even be connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511.
The sky turns dark. The storm is brewing.
ready to embark. But he's the wind, twisting and turning. A tornado is coming, leaving its mark. A tornado is coming, money's the name.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. So Donald Trump goes to the 9/11 event. And, I mean, this is our crazy alert for the day. I mean, this is a crazy alert for the week. Donald Trump goes to the 9/11 event to memorialize the 9/11 families and brings with him Laura Loomer, who is a 9/11 truther nut job, who says that 9/11 was an inside job, that those people were killed by the American government itself, that they were killed by George Bush or Bill Clinton somehow. And this is who he brings to the event. Now, you would think that would be a big news story, right? I mean, 9/11 was, what, 2 days ago? It was yesterday. And you would think that would be a big news. You know, you would think that the media would be all over it, right? There's not a peep about this, I mean, in the corporate media. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris, I mean, you know, the Trump's hit on her is that she's black, and when did she become black, quack, quack, quack. You know, if she came to, you know, some sort of an event and brought, you know, somebody who was calling for black people to secede from the country or something equally, you know, kind of on a par with that kind of, you know, rhetorical extremism, I guess would be the word. The media would not shut up about it for a month. It's like when Democrats, I mean, you know, Barack Obama wears a tan suit and it's a scandal for a week and a half. Donald Trump brings a 9/11 truther to a 9/11 event. You know, a person literally standing next to him saying, oh, these people were killed by the American government, not by Al-Qaeda. And the American press is like, oh, well, yeah, you know. In fact, the headline over at the New York Times, after a bruising debate, Trump is warmly embraced in Lower Manhattan. Didn't, you know, another one, Harris Trump set politics aside at ceremony to commemorate 9/11. This is the Washington Post, to commemorate 9/11 attacks. No mention of Donald Trump's special guest. No mention of, you know, her politics or any of this stuff. It's just, this is bizarre. This is absolutely bizarre. And, you know, once again, grieving parents are forced to beg bigots, in this case Trump and Vance, not to exploit their children's death. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Cooler temperatures forecast over the next few days will be welcomed by the thousands of firefighters battling three huge wildfires in Southern California. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
Firefighters are finally getting the weather they need to get the upper hand on these blazes, including lower temperatures and less wind. It can still be several days before people are let back in to see what they've lost.
Factory workers at Boeing are voting on a new contract and whether to give their union the authority to call a strike.
We're looking at the CEO that gets all this money and we're getting his peanuts, you know, and we're a machinist that's building his planes.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he will not accept Vice President Harris's invitation to have a second debate. Reaction from UVA political scientist Larry Sabato.
People who are not pro-Trump will say, this is Trump crying uncle. Those who support Trump will say, Trump won that debate. He doesn't need debates in order to win, and he's doing the right thing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The candidates for 8th District Congress in Northeast Wisconsin will debate in 2 weeks. More from Lisa Hale.
Democrat Kristen Lierley and Republican Tony Weed have agreed to a debate proposed by the independent nonprofit Mouth Center in Green Bay. The debate will be on September 27th, but no time has been announced yet. It will be televised on WBAY. I'm Lisa Hale.
Appleton has the best tasting tap water in Wisconsin, according to the local utility officials from around the state. The Wisconsin American Water Works Associated held its fall conference in Madison. Appleton sources its water from Lake Winnebago. The city's water ranked highest for taste, odor, and texture. Appleton goes on to the national contest next summer in Denver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's one thing to have a child outside your marriage, and another thing to have people claiming to be the mom of your out-of-wedlock child all over social media with pictures of babies and fake posts. This is happening to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters right now. The frontman acknowledged Tuesday that he had a baby girl with a woman who was not his wife. Now people are posting fake pictures of said baby and pretending to be the child's mother. Some sources are reporting that Grohl's wife, Jordan Blum, has hired a divorce attorney in light of the news. Grohl says he plans to do everything in his power to be a loving father to the new baby like he is to his three daughters with Blum. The Batman director Matt Reeves says his trilogy for the Batman will stick close to the trilogy he envisioned. Deadline reports that while Reeves was promoting his spin-off series, The Penguin, he assured fans and the media his vision for the franchise is sound. The Batman 2 is scheduled to start filming in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight hours with light winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Our winds out of the southeast, gusting up around 20. Currently 62 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right. Yeah.
That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right.
Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom and use the code Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light with every step we take and every word we say. Today's the day to do something great in our own special way.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Nathan Clark was an 11-year-old... the son of Nathan Clark, Aiden Clark, was an 11-year-old boy who was in a car that was in a car accident with a Haitian immigrant, a legal Haitian immigrant. And little 11-year-old Aiden Clark died in that car accident. Now, it was an accident. There was literally nobody at fault, no drunk driving or anything like that. It was just an accident. These things happen. And children die in car accidents. In fact, you know, up until the last couple of years, car accidents were the leading cause of death among children. Now it's bullets, of course. So his father, Nathan Clark, is getting seriously pissed off with J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and these other right-wingers and what's going on in Ohio. And so he got up at the town hall meeting. And in Springfield, we're back to Springfield, where Trump is saying they're eating dogs. These black immigrants are eating dogs. They're not. And now he's saying they killed little Aiden Clark. Well, they didn't. And this is what his father, Nathan Clark, said in these public comments. He said, "I wish that my son, Aiden Clark, was killed by a 60-year-old white man. And I bet you never thought anyone would ever say anything so blunt. But if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone. The last thing we need is to have the worst day of our lives violently and constantly shoved in our faces. But even that's not good enough for them. They want to take it one step farther. They make it seem as though our wonderful Aiden appreciates your hate, that we should follow their hate. And look at what you've done to us. We have to get up here and beg them to stop. Using Aiden as a political tool," his dad said, "is, to say the least, reprehensible for any political purpose. And speaking of morally bankrupt politicians, Bernie Moreno, Chip Roy, J.D. Vance, and Donald Trump, they have spoken my son's name and used his death for political gain. This needs to stop now. They can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants, the border crisis, and even untrue claims about fluffy pets being ravaged and eaten by community members. However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed, to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio. I will listen to them one more time to hear their apologies. To clear the air, my son Aiden Clark was not murdered. He was accidentally killed by an immigrant from Haiti. His tragedy is felt all over this community, the state, and even the nation. But don't spin this toward hate." Well, good luck, Mr. Clark. I hate to tell you this, but you're talking about Republicans here. Hate's all they've got. They're funded by fossil fuel billionaires who know that they're wrecking the planet. They don't want us to talk about issues. They don't want us to talk about global warming. They don't want us to talk about health care for people. They don't want us to talk about education for people or student debt. All they want us to talk about is hating on people, because that's what they think is going to win them an election, is if they can get enough white people really angry at black people, really filled with hate, they believe those people will show up and vote. Meanwhile, the former deputy director of the FBI, the number two man at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, has come out and said, and this was just in the last day or so, in the One Decision podcast with Sir Richard Dearlove, a former head of MI6, the British Intelligence Service. In this conversation, McCabe just came right out and said it. And keep in mind, this is the number two man in the FBI. He's no longer. He said, you have to have some very serious questions about why is it that Donald Trump has this fawning admiration for Vladimir Putin in a way no other American president, Republican or Democrat, ever has. It may just be from a fundamental misunderstanding of this problem set. That's always a problem. That's always a possibility. And I guess the other end of that spectrum would be that there is some kind of a relationship or a desire for a relationship of some sort, be it economic or business-oriented, what have you. I think these are the possibilities. None of them have been proven, but as an intelligence officer, these are the things I think about. Speaking of the Russians, he said he has very serious concerns about a second Trump presidency. He said their desire, he's talking about the Russians, Putin, he said their desire to kind of wreak havoc or mischief in our political system is something that's been going on for years, decades, decades and decades. Their interest in just simply sowing chaos and division and polarization, if they can do that, it's a win. If they can actually hurt a candidate they don't like or help one that they do like, it's an even bigger win. So this is his concern that Donald Trump is actually a Russian asset. Yeah. You think? Picking up your calls here, Roger in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, Roger, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Tom. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you. If you can get your mouth a little closer to the microphone, it'll be a lot easier to hear you.
Okay. Does this help?
Just put the phone right up to your mouth like you were talking on a normal phone. What's on your mind, Roger?
Okay. All right. Watched the debate the other night. Kamala certainly won the debate. But the thing that nobody ever mentions, they didn't mention the news, the debate or any of the news media or anything, is the most important thing, I think, other than all the hot-button issues, is when Trump was talking to an evangelical group and he said, if I win, you won't have to vote anymore.
Right.
And I don't understand why that isn't on the front page of every newspaper daily. I just don't understand that.
Well, Trump tried to spin it. He said that what I mean is that I'll stop the oppression of Christians, and so you won't have to involve yourself in politics in the future because you can just go back to being good Christians, which I don't think is what he meant at all. But, you know, it was a kind of a one-day story. It was a rather hot story. But then he came out and said that that's what he meant. And the media just buys this stuff. I mean, you know, like the fact-checkers. There was one of these, you know, things where the other day, Trump had, you know, he had four budgets, 4 years in a row as president, that proposed cutting Social Security and Medicare. And so somebody, you know, some Democratic politician said Trump wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. It's also in Project 2025. And Trump said, no, I'm not going to do that publicly. He was asked about it in a press conference. He says, no, I would never touch them. And so the fact checker says, oh, no, it's a lie that Trump is going to cut Social Security and Medicare. I mean, whatever lie he throws out, these newspapers and whatnot just go with it. So, and Roger, I'm still having a hard time, you know, hearing you on speakerphone here, so I'm going to move along. But thank you for the call. Brian in East Central Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I live in one of those, you know, blue states where, outside the population centers, we're all rural here. And it's just amazing to me the properties and the homes I see with the majority of the flags flying are homes that they have to be voting against their own best interests, and that's just unfathomable for me to understand. The second observation I have is that in the past, there have been so few folk here in the local community that were willing to put out a Hillary sign or a Biden sign because the Trump anger was so prevalent that they were either vandalized, removed, or, you know, whatever happened. But now I'm seeing all kinds of Harris Walls signs and flags.
Oh, that's great news.
Which is really
in a rural area.
Really encouraging. Yes, it's very encouraging for me.
Yeah.
And so I really like to see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I had was a couple observations from the debate. The longer I watched that debate, the more Trump appeared to, you know, I got this vibe an old man who'd been duped by some online scam or some phishing email, and he'd lost his, you know, he'd lost his savings or he lost his identity, and he refused to admit it. He just dug in and said, that's not happening to me. You know, you folks just don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, do you think the media makes enough of this? You know, when Kamala called him on being the disgrace and world leaders don't look up to him,
right.
The ones he could throw out were all dictators and Viktor Orban.
Yeah. No, that's why I wrote about Viktor Orban today at HartmanReport.com. That's all he's got.
All he's got. It's just unbelievable to me how that is not more of a daily topic against him.
Yeah.
I'm glad you do what you do, and I appreciate listening to it. Thanks
a lot. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, thanks a lot for listening to SiriusXM for the Progress Channel, and I do appreciate it. And good news on those signs. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently. Feel it in your bones,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Barney says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, we have never had a dog food that they love as much as this. They just go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. By the way, just a reminder this hour that, next month, on October 9th at 7 p.m., I will be signing books in Chicago at the Frugal Muse Bookstore. Be there or be square if you're in the Chicagoland area. Jim in Las Vegas. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Appreciate you taking my call. So you had a caller earlier that said she didn't know the origin of the moniker of GOP for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, in the late 1840s, early 1850s, the Democratic Party back then used to use the moniker of the Grand Old Party.
Oh, really?
The Republican Party, as we know, a lot of them came out of dissent for Western expansion of slavery in the country.
Correct. And the collapse of the Whigs and
Party.
1856 was when the Republican Party started, really.
Well, what happened is that in the 1870s, after the defeat of the South in the Civil War, there were a lot of newspapers that started to use the moniker of the Grand Old Party or the Gallant Old Party for the Republicans, because they were the ones that ended slavery and won the Civil War. And as early, the election of 1860 that Abraham Lincoln won. There were newspapers that actually started what we see nowadays, the propaganda saying the Democrat, the Gallant Old Party, is fractured and you don't want them to be running the country. And it's one of the things that that helped Abraham Lincoln get elected. But it was the 1870s when the GOP moniker was then put on the Republican Party. And I know you probably have historians that listen to your show that can probably elaborate more on it. But I learned this, having been in the Army and visited many Civil War graveyards and spent a lot of time in the South, literally tracing over some of the same land that the Civil War was. I took it upon myself to learn more. And it was kind of fascinating. And when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I know I know probably not the whole answer, but I know where it came from.
Amazing.
So that's so, really where the GOP moniker came from, was from newspapers and people in the press starting to call the Republican Party the Grand Old Party or the Gallant Old Party for winning the Civil War and ending.
Yeah, amazing. Now, Jim, thank you so much for helping us, crowdsource the data. I'm telling you, it's such a privilege being here and talking to you and all the folks who call in, because some of the smartest people in this country call into this program.
I love listening to your show, because you really do have some of the smartest listeners in the country and on the planet. I mean, you've had people
I agree.
From other countries. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. I love your show. Love what you do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thanks for that information. That was great. Thank you. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I would like to talk about the confirmation of Justice John Roberts, where he famously promised to be a simple caller of balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, he wrote a decision that steered the court toward allowing a waiver of sorts, removing a preclearance requirement of the Civil Rights Act to a new up-and-coming town in Texas,
right,
which I wasn't aware of, Northwest Austin. They claim to be new and not part of any racist past. And he allowed that particular district to be bailed out of coverage.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the gutting of Section 3, I think, or Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is either, but it was the beginning of the end. And then he said the South had changed, and then Barack Obama, and then the Shelby County ruling.
That's right.
Then I go to now. When Donald Trump came in, he kind of came in and embraced his racism. He condemned immigrants. He called people out from asshole countries. He tried to shut down Muslims from coming into our country. He took children at the border from their families. And before he even won the Electoral College, he was calling fraud. He was calling it a steal. Yeah. And it took me a while to figure out the steal was the people he didn't like voting against him. It wasn't that they were voting against him. He already knew these were the people he didn't like. He was saying out loud that he was against them from the beginning. Now, we have to go back now to the country, which is reigning racists. Thank you very much, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, famously told John Roberts, when it's raining, you don't remove the umbrella. And we need to really push on John Roberts to put his foot down on any changes made in pushing people off of the poll and changing any ballots.
I agree with you, Lori. Forgive the interruption. We're out of time here. But I agree with you, but I don't see it happening. Roberts is doubling down on the crazy now, on the racist crazy. But I completely agree with you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll get you ready for the Packers home opener as they get set to host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, plus a visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's